From the Heart, February 26. Unquestioning Faith. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. In the city of Capernaum, a nobleman's son lies sick unto death. In vain his father has tried to save him. A messenger comes with hurried steps to the mansion and asks to see the nobleman. He tells him that he has just come from Jerusalem, and that there is in Galilee a prophet of God, declared by some to be the long-expected Messiah. It may be that he can heal the child. As the nobleman listens, the expression of his countenance changes from despair to hope. The hope born in his soul strengthens as he prepares for his journey. Before the day dawns, he is on his way to Cana of Galilee, where Jesus is supposed to have gone. Finding Jesus, he beseeches him to come to Capernaum and heal his son. "Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe," Jesus answers. To a certain extent, the nobleman did believe, else he would not have taken the long journey at that critical time. But Christ desired to increase his faith. With heartbroken entreaty, the father cries, "Sir, come down ere my child die." He fears that each passing moment will place his son beyond the power of the healer. Desiring to lead him to perfect faith, the Savior replies, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Assured that the death he had dreaded will not come to his son, the nobleman does not ask any question nor seek any explanation. He believes. Over and over again he repeats the words, "Thy son liveth." And the power of the words of the Redeemer flashes like lightning from Cana to Capernaum, and the child is healed. The watchers by the bedside mark with bated breath the conflict between life and death. And when in an instant the burning fever disappears, they are filled with amazement. Knowing the anxiety of the father, they go to greet him with the joyful tidings. He has only one question to ask: "When did the child begin to mend?" They tell him, and he is satisfied. Now his faith is crowned with assurance. In our work for Christ, we need more of the unquestioning faith of the nobleman. The one who trusts the Savior implicitly finds the gates of heaven ajar and flooded with glory from the throne of God.